Plus, Zach Johnson on the course right now at the Valero Texas Open. And a monumental upset we'll tell you about coming up here on a Thursday edition of the Gym Class. Welcome in, Scott Unash, alongside Mark Dukes. Kyle Mann, our producer, as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour, your local programming block getting underway here for a Thursday. Told a couple people here in the building, this is it. This is the last day, Mark. I am wearing a sweater. Is that a good idea or a bad idea?
I was tempted to wear shorts today.
Temperature had reached 50 degrees today. How about that? And better things coming for the weekend and maybe even beyond. Maybe we have turned the corner on January 53rd or whatever we are at right now. Good show coming up today for you. Dave Kokin from Las Vegas, handicapper for ESPN, will join us and talk about the NHL playoffs, the NBA playoffs, and more. We're getting also closer to Derby time. You know that, Mark?
Yes.
I'm starting to peruse how the I hate to use the word preliminary races are going, but maybe just the stakes races prior to the Run for the Roses coming up the first Saturday of May in Churchill Downs. So, yeah, not yet. Probably not yet to talk about that with Dave, but
yeah,
we'll get to that coming up here in the next couple of weeks. NFL draft coming up next week. A terrific career, and I think a very underrated career, came to a close. Fred Jackson signing a one-day contract as a member of the Buffalo Bills, where he had so many terrific years in Western New York. And we'll look back at Fred Jackson's career, the former co-Quahog here, in just a little bit. We'll have a Bowling Night in America wrap-up of the wrap-up of Week 32. That'll be coming up on the program today as well. Let's start things off with Zach Johnson. He is a former champion of the Valero Texas Open, and he is on the course right now on the front nine.
He is indeed actually a two-time champion, but it was on a different course in 2008 and 2009 when Zach won back-to-back. He is on the par 3 seventh right now, currently one over par on the day. Not a great start quite yet for Zach. The leader, Grayson Murray, at minus -5. So a lot of holes left for Zach. See if he can make a bit of a run, get it under par, and get things going.
Absolutely. And like you said, no matter if it's at this course or the former course, Zach seems to always play well.
He's won 4 times in Texas. He won it twice at Colonial,
which is coming up.
Yeah. And this tournament twice, albeit on a different course.
Yeah. You mentioned Grayson Murray right now is the leader. He is through for the day, 5 under par, 67. He's got a one-shot lead in both Chesson Hadley and Steve Marino, who will be at the John Deere, I know. Always plays well at the John Deere. Good to see him playing somewhere else. Gym Class being presented again today by Third Base Brewery, located on the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Third Base challenges you to find better wings in town. Try one of 8 flavors of specialty sauce, from Sweet Golden Hawk to Red Rocket. Go ahead, stop on by, whether it be for lunch, after work, or for dinner at Third Base Brewery, Blair's Ferry Road, C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Well, a little bit ago, the Big Ten Conference came out with their opponents for men's and women's basketball for the 2018-2019 basketball season. We don't know the dates. That's going to be presented in August. And, of course, now it is an expanded season in the conference for both the men and the women. The men are going from an 18-game season to a 20-game season. Women are going from a 16-game season to an 18-game season. What that all means on the men's side is that your favorite Big Ten university will play 6 teams once, 3 home, 3 away, and they will play 7 teams, 7 teams twice, home and away, for the year. So I guess the better situation you want is to have a higher percentage of wins for the teams you were playing once. Is that correct, Mark?
How I think so.
I ascertain it. Of course, that's all based on what happened in the 17-18 season. Could go completely off the rails. if you try to get too far into the numbers anyway. So without any further ado, the Iowa Hawkeyes, teams they will play once next year. At home, they will play Illinois, who was 4-14 last year in the Big Ten. Maryland, 8-10, but has a lot of firepower coming back next year. Already talked about as a top 25 team going into next season. And they will play the Mo Wagner-less Michigan Wolverines at home, who made it to the national championship game. Three teams Iowa will play once on the road. Minnesota. And we'll get to that coming up in a little bit. But the Iowa Hawkeyes and the Minnesota Gophers are going to play once in basketball. Mm-hmm. Penn State, which won the NIT.
Mm-hmm.
You love the Nittany Lions.
They're going to be good next year.
I think they're going to be very good next year. And they will head to Mackey Arena to take on Purdue next year.
Depleted,
but still more guard-heavy Purdue next year. Purdue's never going to have a bad basketball team.
You wouldn't think.
No. Teams I will play, and you can ascertain the rest on a home-and-away basis. Indiana, who was 9-9, I think they're going to be better in the second year with a new coach. Michigan State, Iowa will get home and away. And, of course, that's who knows what's going to Michigan State's going to look like next year, personnel-wise and maybe even bench-wise, with everything going on with the Nassar investigation and everything in
Bridges
East Lansing.
Yeah.
Bridges is gone. Will Tom Izzo be there next year?
Mm.
I think that's a bigger question. Iowa gets home and away with Nebraska next year, who I think Tim Miles got a contract extension.
Yes, he did. Mm-hmm.
1 year contract extension. You know, don't go out on a limb or anything. But Nebraska was 13-5 last year. Northwestern, who had a down year last year, 6-12 for Doug Collins, or Chris Collins, Doug Collins. Ohio State, Iowa will play twice, 15-3 last year. Iowa will play Rutgers and Wisconsin twice next year as well. What do you think out there? 319-366-1600 on the Hurtina Stocker Jewelers text line, brought to you by Hurtina Stocker Jewelers, located on the Ped Mall in downtown Iowa City.
Yeah, it's a shame Iowa and Minnesota only play once, as you mentioned, that game in the Twin Cities. But this is the way the computer spits it out. And, you know, the rotations will change. 20-game conference season, very interesting.
I like that. I like the 20-game conference season. I think that's a good move.
14 teams, you're never going to get a true round robin, right?
No.
Yeah.
No. You're not going to play 26 conference games, although I think some people would like to see that, but you'd be starting conference games in early December.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, who did that last year?
Mm-hmm.
The Big Ten Conference. You're wondering how they came up with this. Big Ten Assistant Commissioner Kerry Kenny had the four softball questions thrown to him, and they gave the explanation on this. Here is how it works for single play and double play opponents for the future. The new 20-game schedule ensures that the Big Ten in-state rivals, like Illinois, Northwestern, Indiana, Purdue, Michigan, Michigan State, they are going to play twice every year, which is the way it should be. I have no problem with that. No problem with that. He goes on to say, quote, additionally, there will be regional rotations in both the East and in the West. Rather than protecting a single opponent on a yearly basis for the remaining eight teams, like in Iowa, Minnesota, for example, annual rotations involving the four Eastern teams, that would be Maryland, Ohio State, Penn State, and Rutgers, and the four Western teams, Iowa, Minnesota, Nebraska, and Wisconsin, have been strategically developed, Mark, to optimize travel, academic, and recovery impact. Academic, like that. Like last year when they were playing three games in 5 days. And recovery impacts while encouraging increased competition among institutions that are near each other geographically. Well, that's a fancy way to say they came up with a way to rotate the other eight teams.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to work beautifully every year. For example, Iowa, Minnesota only playing once next year. if I had one qualm about this, and I'd love to hear from you people out there, listeners, 319-366-1600, why not give an opponent? Like Michigan, Michigan State are going to play every year. Illinois, Northwestern are going to play every year. Have one of those for each team. Now, granted, for Nebraska, would you pick Iowa? Iowa would rather have Minnesota. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I think you could find a way where Iowa could play their border states each and every year.
Like a natural rival.
Right. And
well,
not
it's named, Purdue, right?
Not named Purdue. those of you in the old Legends and Leaders, when the Big Ten first went to two divisions back for football in the day. So what do you think out there? Love to hear from you on the Hurtinus Dr. Jewelers text line. Are they doing it the right way? Or are they not doing it the right way? That's 319-366-1600.
I think it's going to be a pretty attractive home schedule for Iowa in the Big Ten. You mentioned Illinois, Maryland, Michigan. Iowa playing them once. And then Indiana is always a popular game. Michigan State, Ohio State, Wisconsin, Nebraska, Northwestern, Rutgers. I mean, I can see that being, you know, fairly popular in terms of ticket sales.
Yeah, I can as well. And plus,
especially if Iowa is halfway decent.
Right. Better than this year, obviously. Plus, we talked about the non-conference schedule that it's already looks like it's in place for next year, which will include Iowa State at home. Should be a Big Ten ACC game mm-hmm. at Carver-Hawke Arena. Iowa's been on the road the last 2 years for that. Who knows how it's going to play out? Iowa didn't play in the Gavitt games last year. Will they have a home game as far as that is concerned? So Iowa could have a pretty darn good, even if you throw in Savannah State and two other clunkers. It could be, yeah, I say clunkers, but Iowa has lost some of those games. Could be a good non-conference, or it could be a good home schedule next year for Iowa basketball.
Yeah, I think so too. And you know what? However it lands, and again, this is going to change. There's going to be pluses, minuses for every team, I think.
Sure.
So, I think it's a good setup for Iowa.
Yeah, you bet. 319-366-1600 on the Hurtin and Stocker Jewelers text line. You'd like to get a hold of us. The women's schedule announced today as well. Big things expected for Lisa Bluter and the Hawkeyes next year with Megan Gustafson back, Tanaya Davis coming back, the incoming freshman group that they have. Most all the firepower is back from the Iowa Hawkeye basketball team on the women's side next year. They play an 18-game schedule, so they will have eight opponents once and five home and away. The five home and aways include two of the five NCAA tournament teams besides Iowa. That would be home and away with Illinois, home and away with Michigan, who was an NCAA tournament team last year, Michigan State, Nebraska, which Iowa has had all kinds of struggles with over the years. They'll play them twice, and Purdue next year for the Iowa women. Teams they'll play once. Check this out for home. Iowa plays Maryland at home next year, Rutgers at home next year. So both Coach Freeze and Coach Stringer will be coming back to Iowa City next year. Northwestern and Wisconsin. Iowa will be on the road for the women one first next year. Indiana, Penn State, and then two NCAA teams, Minnesota and Ohio State. So tough schedule right there, but the Iowa women should be able to handle that next year.
What did you say about Wisconsin?
Home once.
So Megan Gustafson does not get to go back to her home state.
She will not get to go back to Wisconsin.
First senior year.
Right. Which is a shame. That is, I did not think about that.
Yeah.
That's an interesting thought out there. 318 here on the program for a Thursday. Of course, tomorrow is the Iowa Spring Scrimmage. We're going to talk about that coming up tomorrow as Tom Kakert from HawkeyeReport.com will be joining us at that time. Michael Loss going to join us on Monday then. Mark Morehouse going to join us coming up next week. I know Mark's going to join the guys on the Todd Brommelkamp show mm-hmm. coming up, I believe, tomorrow. Is that the case? I know in the next couple days. He's going to be joining them, and they'll talk a little bit about the Iowa Spring Scrimmage coming up on Friday night for you.
Our friend Joe at 3560 on the Hurtin and Stocker Jeweler text line, I'd be in favor of a true 26-game round robin. It's only six more games. Lose six clunkers. It would be better for attendance, too. Hmm.
True, but the Savannah States of the world and those of the ilk need that money, though, to keep athletic programs going. And I'd like to see it, too. But, hey, you're not going to play in Iowa, or you're not going to play a UNI or a Drake every year if you're Iowa. I mean, it's makes sense, but it doesn't make sense, I guess, is the road I'm going down right there. Thanks for the text. Appreciate it. 319-366-1600. We're going to talk to Dave Koken coming up in just a little bit. We mentioned Fred Jackson, and he signed a one-day contract, ceremonial contract with the Buffalo Bills. And he is going to, he did retire as a Buffalo Bill. And I always knew the former co-product had a very fine NFL career, but I didn't realize how fine an NFL career it was for Fred Jackson. I mean, he's not going to be a Hall of Famer or anything like that, but put up some very, very fine numbers over the years, especially when he had his career going in Buffalo. I like that.
And he started his career in, was it NFL Europe?
Believe so, yes.
I think he played in the Arena League as well for a while, Sioux City. Yeah, he was a very serviceable back. Reliable rushing and receiving. This is a guy that came with his brother, Taco, out of Texas.
Yep.
And I believe the story goes that former co-football coach Fizz Phillips,
who lives in Texas now,
but he observed him and recommended him to Co. And then there's the Marv Levy connection.
With Co College.
With Co College. Marv was still in Buffalo at the time, I think, that Jackson was acquired. But, I mean, it's a big leap from what was then the Midwest Conference to the NFL. Kerry Bender made it for one play out of Marion. But Fred Jackson, 5,700 yards, 30 touchdowns, 9 more receiving.
Almost 3,000 receiving yards.
Yeah.
To go with it. He did play in the Arena Football League, the National Indoor Football League, and the United Indoor Football League with the Sioux City Bandits. The Sioux City Bandits, Mark.
Mm.
Played with the Rhine Fire as well in 2006, leading the team with 731 yards. Went to Buffalo, had a very good run there, and then played a handful of games, a one-year deal with the Seattle Seahawks. And didn't get a lot of carries as a member of the Seahawks, but a very fine career.
Best year, 2009, had 1,062 rushing yards and 371 more receiving with 46 catches. That's a really good year.
Right.
The thing about it is he still comes back to Co.
Oh, absolutely.
Occasionally. So it's quite a feather in the cap for not only Jackson, but for Co.
And, of course, to get everybody riled up, Notre Dame and Alabama announced that they're going to play football.
I love it.
Oh, well, I think it's great. But it's going to get everyone around here riled up again.
Why can't Iowa State play them?
These people. They're going to play in 2028 and 2029.
Mm.
Will the two coaches be around at that point? I don't think Saban's going to be coaching Alabama in 2028, but I guess I could be wrong. We'll see. 2028 and 2029, they will play the openers of the years. And that will be a home and away, not a neutral site or anything like that. One, they'll open in South Bend, I believe. Second year, they will play in T-Town. So. Mm. That's the way that will play out. Little college football talk there. And, of course, tomorrow is the Iowa spring game. And with that in mind, before we get to a break, before we get to Dave Koken here on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class, Wally's got an idea for the Iowa offense. He wants to see. You want to see this implemented tomorrow during the spring scrimmage, or are you saving this for the fall?
Saving it for the fall, saving it for the Big Ten.
Okay.
Saving it for the Big Ten. I think this would be a real tough thing for opposing defenses to try to figure out who is going to wind up with the football if we line up two tight ends at the tight end positions, obviously, tailback, another tight end, and the tight ends I'm talking about, if I hope there's no opposing teams listening right now.
I don't think
anyway,
they are.
I doubt they are. But anyway, we're talking Noah Fant, Hokanson, and hopefully Ahmad Wagner will fit into the scheme of things. Now, you're going to have two tight ends that are 6'6 and 6'7 or 6'6 and a half, and then another one that goes 6'4 and a half and is a load. And what you can do is line one of the tight ends up in a slot, spread both wide receivers, one on one side, one on the other, spread out wide. You can send one of the wide outs in motion, have them where they are, drag them down the field to draw away the cornerbacks and maybe a cover two defense. So that'll occupy two corners and a possible safety, strong safety or whatever. And then you can run out of that. You can throw the ball to your pick of tight ends, which is going to create a terrible mismatch size-wise for – I don't see too many 6'6 or 6'7 linebackers with the exception of the Stork from the Oakland Raider days. But anyway, or did he play defensive end?
He was a defensive end, Ted Hendricks, yeah.
Okay, but anyway
Here's the thing. I understand what you're going for, Wally. First of all, if you do that, you're going to have 12 people on the field, which the officials don't like.
How do you figure? We got six down linemen, a quarterback is seven.
You had a tailback, you had three tight ends and two wide receivers.
Tailback. Oh, wait a minute. I think you might be right there. Looks like we're going to only run one wide out, maybe. Wait a minute. I thought I had it at 11.
No, that, you had 12 out there, but... Well, I see what you're getting at. And first of all, Ahmad Wagner's got to be a Hawkeye. That's the first variable in the situation. I think you're going to see a lot of double tight ends next year with the Hawkeyes, just because Fant is one of the best in the country.
That won't be anything new, though.
No.
Yeah.
No. And I think you'll see them in different formations as well, especially when you get down inside the 20, because Iowa utilizes a tight end so well right there. And then get somebody that can... You know, these flyers they're talking about at the wide receiver position, if they can get out there and create some space, I agree with you. I think Iowa could have some fun, but they got to protect Stanley, throw it downfield, and whatnot. So, hey, appreciate it, Wally. We got to get going to Dave.
Okay, I'll stay in touch.
All right.
I'll call in after. I'm going to the game Friday night, so we'll see what happens. They're not going to show anything like that, though, you know.
No, they will not. All right, thanks, Wally. Appreciate it. 327 here in the program.
Yeah, a couple texts on the Hurtine and Stocker Jewelry text line, 8650. I hope Iowa never plays Alabama. We play a similar style, but they have much better athletes. We would get smoked 9 times out of 10. And Matt, the Michigan man. Let me get back to it here. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Didn't Fred Jackson win a humanitarian award in the NFL? Yes.
Yes, he did.
2010, he won the Walter Payton Award.
Man of the Year.
Yeah.
By the way, the NFL schedule is coming out tonight at 7 o'clock. A few hints have already been put down there. In fact, they have just announced the opener is going to be the world champion Philadelphia Eagles hosting the Atlanta Falcons on opening night for the National Football League season. They announced last night my Kansas City Chiefs are going to play in Mexico City against the Los Angeles Rams in November on Monday Night Football.
Tough one for the Chiefs.
But not at the L.A. Coliseum.
Yeah.
Takes away the home game for Los Angeles, which I like right there. Take a break, come back. Dave Kochan's going to join us, and we'll talk about what he thinks about the NBA and the NHL playoffs when we return.
When I walk in the bank, there's two or three people that say, "Hey, Pat. Hi, Pat. How you doing? Thanks for coming in today." That's what makes a person feel special. Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust has made the commitment to me and the other union trades in town to be that union bank.
Is it the how can we help you feeling Pat Loeffler and the members of Carpenters Local 308 get every time they stop by Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust?
They've been there for me every single time that I've asked them. It's a hometown feel. You have a place that you can come in and sit down and talk with somebody on a personal level. That means a lot to my members. I work with Brittany, I work with John Rodriguez, I've worked with numerous, you know, people at Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust over the years. You're just not another number to them. You're a face and a name. They know you.
Or is it the cookies?
Oh my goodness. I put them in top, at top of the line. I hit their cookie counter before I leave the bank every time.
Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust. Meet them at peopleyoucanbankon.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Summer will arrive, guaranteed. So come to Sun and Fun Motorsports Saturday from 9 to 3 for the tent sale and open house. Stop by, dig into free food, sign up for door prizes, and get sale pricing on all 2017 models. If the weather cooperates, there will be games outside too. Save on every 2017 model, see what's new for 2018, and get ready for another great season. Come to the open house Saturday from 9 to 3 at Sun and Fun Motorsports, 155 Escort Lane Southwest in Iowa City.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all your favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Come party, drink, and dance on the Miller Lite dance floor at Zevener 2.9 Prom. It's everything you liked about high school prom.
Without all the rules.
If you're 21 or over, get your tickets now for $20.
Cash only.
At Theater Cedar Rapids, both Elevate Salon and Spa locations, Culver's Garden Center and Greenhouse, and Hurting and Stalker Jewelers. Party it up on the Miller Lite dance floor Saturday, April 28th during Zevener 2.9 Prom at the Doubletree by Hilton in downtown Cedar Rapids. Tickets are going quick. Get them now.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Hey, what's that look on your face? Defeat? You want to save more money? Then start playing as a team. Bundle home and auto with Progressive. That's how you win big savings. What? You need music to get pumped? Let's do this. Hold on, I'm going to turn it up. That's too loud. Yeah, that's better.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Back with you here on the Gym Class, the Thursday edition here on KGYM. Beautiful sunny day here in eastern Iowa. Temperature above 50 today. That's a win right there for all of us. We'll talk more about the Big Ten basketball schedules coming up here in just a little bit on the program. Get you updated on how Zach Johnson's doing out at the Valero Texas Open as well. And we'll have that for you before 4 o'clock today here on KGYM. Also, those Drake Relays tickets, we're going to have those to give away, I believe, today. And we'll have that coming up for you before 4 o'clock. And a bowling night in America. Wrap-up of the wrap-up. More on that in a little bit. Smokin' Dave Kokin set to join us right now. That is his website, smokinkokin.com. ESPN radio television personality, Las Vegas handicapper. On this Thursday here in eastern Iowa. And, Dave, welcome in. I got to ask you, first of all, before we get going, we've got all the spring football games and scrimmages going on right now. Do you you probably pay very little attention to those, or does Vegas take kind of a sideways glance at them around the country?
I don't know what Vegas does, but I definitely pay attention to them because you can get some valuable information out of spring practices. It's as simple as that. You know, it's the first process in terms of putting together a power rating for each team for the new season. And so the schools that provide good information on it, I definitely want to get it.
Dave, I wanted to ask you about the phenomenon that is the Vegas Golden Knights, the hometown team of Las Vegas. How does it affect the books? How does it affect bettors?
The books are getting killed.
Really?
taking the slaughter on the Vegas Golden Knights. I mean, because the locals are betting him. I mean, they just keep betting him over and over and over again. And there's a couple of stores that have some real big liability with the Knights winning the whole thing. We're talking, you know, major dollars. Not like they're going to go broke, but they're going to lose a lot of money.
Mm. Interesting.
But, you know, the upside is you want betting volume, and you don't want people losing all the time. They lose all the time, they're not going to keep betting. So not a bad thing, really.
The playoffs, let's start with the hockey. Let's keep it right there. The Boston Bruins and Toronto will play tonight. Boston leads that 2-1. It is in Toronto coming up tonight. And a chance for Boston to try to steal one on the road here and put a handle on this series anyway. And do you think that Boston will get the job done tonight? What do you feel about that game?
You know, Toronto got kind of fortunate in the last game, and there was a terrible somebody in the ice penalty calling the first period that scored on the power play, and that was huge in that game. I think the Bruins are a better team, but boy, Toronto got a lot of life out of that. And when Freddie Anderson got back on track, I wouldn't be surprised if Maple Leafs win this game tonight. I think this could be a long series.
Interesting. And then you've got the Capitals, who are, I don't know how in the world they keep doing this each and every year, have a great regular season and just cough all over themselves in the playoffs. They did get one in Columbus the other night. They'll play again tonight, still down 2-1.
Yeah, but, you know, that's a big confidence builder coming out of that game. I think Columbus will top them tonight, but we'll see if the Capitals have a little different mindset. I mean, they, you know, when you've got the burden of failed expectations year after year after year, it really does weigh on you. And I'm surprised, to be honest, I'm surprised they came back from 0-2 down in that game the other night. Maybe that breathed some life into them, but I'm not sure they're the better team here. That's the problem. I think Columbus just might be a little bit better. And I would lean Blue Jackets tonight. I didn't bet the game, though.
In the NBA game one, everybody thought LeBron was packing it in. He goes off for 46 last night. I guess what I'm looking at, Dave, Indiana didn't blink, only lost by 3. What do you think of this series?
Look, it really comes down to this. Cleveland can't play defense. Mm. They're an awful defensive team. And bad defensive teams don't do well in the postseason. You know, so unless the Cavaliers find some ability to defend that they have not displayed all season long, I think they can lose this series. You know, one thing to keep in mind is that they were only 22nd in defense last year. So that wasn't great. But this year they're 29th. In defense. They're one of the worst defensive teams in the league. And that's just not the type of team that's likely to contend.
Terrible news, of course, with the passing of Greg Popovich's wife. He will not coach the Spurs tonight. They're down 2-0 to the Golden State Warriors. I don't think I would touch this with a 10-foot pole as far as this game tonight, because San Antonio, you got to think they're going to want to win one for Pop out there. What do you think about it? These are tough games if you want to take a look at them.
That's why you do touch it. You've got an intangible on your side. You know, San Antonio's got the advantage tonight. They're going to – I would look at the Spurs in the first quarter and the first half. Whether they can win 40 minutes, I don't know. But this team's going to come out with its hair on fire tonight. And I'd be surprised if they don't win the early portion of the game. And that's why you look at more options than just the full game. And you have to be willing to take the team that's behind. Teams that are behind 2-0 are really good bets in the NBA playoffs. Really good.
Interesting. Yeah, I didn't think about that just to go to the first half. So good advice right there. So far in the NBA, I guess the biggest surprise has been New Orleans with the 2-0 lead on Portland. And now they go back to New Orleans for this game 3 tonight. Did you see this one shaping up this way?
I kind of did, because since Mirotić got on the floor and is now a starter with Davis, Portland just can't match up with them up front. And you've got a guy who, I mean, how many years does he have to do it? Rondo doesn't care about the regular season. It's pretty clear. He's just there to kind of go through the motions in the regular season. But when the playoffs come, this guy's a different player. I mean, he becomes just a fierce defender and a great distributor. Holiday's playing at a very high level right now. I don't think the the Blazers are going to beat this team four times. I didn't think it going in, and I'm not surprised at what's happened. I don't think New Orleans matches up as well with other teams that they would likely meet in subsequent rounds, but this is a good matchup for them, and they're taking advantage of it. You know, to be honest, Gentry's coach, he's coaching circles around Stotts in terms of his rotation and sets in this series. New Orleans has been the considerably better team in the first two games.
Dave, Kentucky Derby coming up in a couple weeks. Are you a big horse player?
No, not at all.
Not at all?
Nothing about it. I'll bet the race on information that I get from somebody else, but I don't follow horse racing at all.
Okay.
But it there are a lot of people out in the desert that do.
Yeah, well, the number goes down every year. That sport's in deep trouble.
Yeah, well, it's this is the biggie of all biggies, though. That'll be coming down.
Yeah, you know, it's big on Derby and the Breeders' Cup and maybe a couple of other races. You know, if there's some interest in the Preakness, the Belmont, if there's a chance for Triple Crown. But you go to those sports books, the race sports books during the day, the horse section, it's all old guys. All old guys. There's basically nobody in there who's under the age of like 40. And if that's your model, you're in trouble.
Dave Kochan joining us a couple more minutes here at 3:40 on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. Toronto staying with the NBA. They've got a 2-0 lead on Washington at this point. A lot of people saying, even though they're a number one seed, Toronto's not going to emerge from the East. Do you like the Raptors?
I don't know who I like in the East. I guess they like the Raptors to some extent, but they've been such a bad playoff team. But the one good thing is that they, you know, they got that burden of utter failure in game one off their backs. And they might, you know, they could roll past Washington. They could win the game tomorrow, but Toronto should win this series. And I think they're the team in the East. I'm not saying that with a great deal of confidence. I have $0.00 on it. And if I really believed it, I'd bet it. But you know, for free, I'll take Toronto.
Anything? Go ahead, Mark.
No.
I was just going to ask, anything that really catches your eye tonight in Major League Baseball?
The Phillies Pirates game is really interesting to me. Kyle has looked absolutely great so far. But he's also done it against the Minnesota game was impressive. That was not a nice day. Yeah, the weather working for him there. The other two offenses he faced were pretty bad. He faced a good offense tonight in Philadelphia, so I think he'll get something out of the Phillies there. It's a starting pitcher match. I'm a favorite of the Pirates, but the rest favorite the Phillies. And to me, that's a good value play on the Phillies tonight as home dogs. It's even roughly even money. That's what baseball is all about, is getting value. And not value, it doesn't mean every game's going to win. But if you get the value more often than not, you got to get the money. In the long run, I think at least tonight.
I'll be looking at an Atlanta team that I really like, but I'm not sure they can slow down the Mets and Harvey tonight.
Well, Matt Harvey's an ordinary guy. He's not special anymore. He's you know, doesn't throw like he used to.
Yeah.
Like 3 or 4 miles. He's never going to be the same. He's such a guy at this point, probably a three or four. Probably more like a number 4 starter. The flip side is Lucas Sims is getting the start for Atlanta because Yadier Sanchez hurt himself running in the outfield. And Sims he's going to have to prove to me that this level of control was not good last year. And you just can't walk guys in the major leagues and expect to do well. Mets off a very exciting comeback win last night. And now they have to travel. Atlanta staying at home. The schedule dynamic favor Atlanta, but you know, it's kind of in the price, and it's not a game I even considered betting.
Yeah. All right, Dave, appreciate the insight, as always, and we'll talk to you next week. Take care, man.
Good, guys. Have a good one.
All right. Smoking Dave Kochan joining us from Las Vegas here on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. We will take a break, come back. It was week 32 last night in the Evergreen League, and oh my goodness gracious, what a night it was. We'll let you know about it when we come back.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
Hiring? Every business needs great people and a better way to find them. Something better than posting your job online and just praying for the right people to see it. ZipRecruiter revolutionized hiring. Their technology finds great candidates for you. It learns what you're looking for, identifies people with the right experience, and invites them to apply to your job. Right now, our listeners can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Dan. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Dan. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Save on your next oil change when you purchase 5 quarts of O'Reilly conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for only $16.99, or upgrade to high mileage for $17.99. Extend the life of your vehicle and improve engine performance with O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Underlings, I'm sensing some tension between us lately, so I'm proposing a peace offering.
A peace offering?
Yes, by this time tomorrow, you are all expected to give me a peace offering. Gifts, cash, compliments, whatever.
What do we get out of it?
You get to keep working here, if your peace offering is deemed worthy.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl off Williams Boulevard Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym. .346 back with you here on the Gym Class Thursday edition here on KGYM. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming up from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock for you. Did you stay up for all 15, 16 innings of the Twins game last night?
I watched every minute of the 16-inning game down in Puerto Rico. Great pitching performance by not only Jose Berríos, but also Carrasco from Cleveland. The bullpens were terrific. A 1-0 16-inning game normally doesn't trip my trigger, but because it was my game or my team, and just both teams had chances throughout the 16 innings to score, but the pitching was just great.
Yeah, it really was on both sides, and it was an interesting situation in Puerto Rico to get that game on last night. Some people complained that, okay, you're taking all of the generators away from the people of Puerto Rico that need it. I know I read that on social media last night. But this was important for Puerto Rico to have this baseball game, to try to get, you know, a part of the rebuilding process after everything they've gone through down there.
Power was out on the island. It happened earlier in the day. But I would imagine the park has generators anyway. When it was rebuilt after the storms, I'm sure they equipped it with generators. But the game went off. Meanwhile, many people who were in attendance went home to darkness, probably.
Oh yeah.
And I mean, it's so well received in Puerto Rico. The fans were really into it. Each team had two players on each side from Puerto Rico.
One started, Jose Berríos.
Berríos, and I really liked it.
Yeah, it was good, and I hope Major League Baseball continues that. Speaking of Major League Baseball, one final, Detroit, they won the 13-run pool today, 13-8 over the Baltimore Orioles. Cardinals trying to make a comeback. It's now 8-5, Cubs, over the Cardinals in a game that is a makeup for one of the two that were postponed due to the snow and cold and et cetera in Wrigley Field. That one is in the top of the seventh inning right now with the Cubs up. It just went back to 8. I'm not sure. It said 8-5 a moment ago, then it went back to 8-3. So not sure exactly what's happening there. Cubs are ahead. That we know about. All right. Week 32, Bowling Night in America. That is the final week. It didn't even take, it took a little extra time. More on that coming up in a moment. This is brought to you by our Bowling Night in America wrap-up. May City Bowl, Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids. Another great year. Thanks to everybody there. Tom, the entire staff, up and down the line. Andy in the pro shop. And great way to finish it up last night for week 32.
Well, the Rusty Nails did quite well, winning two games and the series for 3 out of 4 points against the Union Station. And
little cash
gained last night by the Rusty Nails. Team finished 70-58, sixth place, but get this, 4 games separated first and sixth place.
Yep.
We finished 4 out. One out of a 3- or 4-way tie for third or fourth. So very bunched pack for the championship. And, in fact, Durline Scale and Barry's Lanes faced off on this position night. And after 3 games, they were tied for the league championship, each with 74 wins.
And it's not criteria.
It's what happened, Scott.
They bowled it off. They had a little extra bowling last night.
And they had to roll a fourth game in Barry's Lanes, which finished at or near the bottom of the standings last year. Now, they brought in a couple bowlers, but still quite a comeback for Barry's Lanes to win the league.
They won the league in the bowl off last night. Yeah, it does not go down to, you know, team stats or anything like that. There is a tie. You bowl it off the way it was intended to be, right?
Yeah.
And Barry's came up with the victory in that one. So congratulations to Barry's Lanes.
Congratulations, yeah.
The champions for 2017-2018 in the Evergreen League. And they pulled off I think you got to call it an upset over Durline last
absolutely.
Night.
You bet.
So, they will have the trophy. Next week, the banquet. So there you go.
Brian Moore, we call him Buzz. He had the high game last night, 289. Vic Keys, you're one of the opponents
guys last night. Bowled really well, and he blew it. He had a chance to get a triplicate and messed it up.
High series at 739 last night, about a half a dozen 700s in the league. End of the year statistics, our own Mike Bruner. An award you once won.
Yes.
Most improved in the league. Mike finished 6th in that category. He improved 14 pins over last year. So
nice job, Mike.
Big season for Mike, and we needed him.
Yeah. Needed every one of those. Needed every
successful
one of those.
Season.
Yeah.
For the Rusty Nails, I think.
I think it was.
Yeah.
Why not?
Find out how successful next week when we collect the cash.
I got the 190, though.
Yeah.
I needed 2 strikes and an 8 count in the last frame. Because I'm a scoreboard watcher, Mark.
Yes, you are.
And I wanted to get back to 190. And I got strike 9.
And I got you by a pin on the season.
I know, but I wanted to get that 190 again. I'm still down from last year. But summer leagues are forming out at May City Bowl. If you want to have all the fun that we've been talking about these past 32 weeks, just give them a call out at May City Bowl.
362-0136, and you can visit the website as well, maycitybowlcr.com.
No one asked Buzz if he wanted to bowl summer league. Pin Pals Bowl in the summer. You ready for the they asked if we're ready for the 1 week that we have to step in.
We'll see how my situation goes.
Well, it's not till like July, so
okay.
I think we'll be okay by then. We're going to get to a break. We'll come back, let you know how Zach Johnson's doing, reveal our Emil's Hideaway poll question of the day, and we will give you an opportunity right now. We talked about this yesterday. Next week, the annual Drake Relay is going on the Big Blue Oval at Drake Stadium in Des Moines. One of the great events, no matter if it's the state of Iowa, the Midwest, or really the country. If you've never been, we recommend you do so, and we're going to give you a chance right now. We got a pair of tickets, two tickets today to the Friday night session for the Drake Relays, which is going to include the big 100-meter race, world-class 100-meter race next Friday night. We've got a pair of passes for today and a pair of passes for tomorrow. So we're going to take caller number 6. And again, make sure you can use the tickets. That's all we ask. Make sure you can use these. 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. I believe you're going to pick them up in Des Moines at will call. So you don't have to worry about coming down here. 319-366-1600. You're going to get a pair of tickets to next Friday night session of the Drake Relays.
We are starting to see warmer temps, and with that comes rain. Now is the time to get outside and make sure your home's gutters are functioning at their best. Landon is here from Menards to give us some tips on what to look for. Where do we start?
The first thing you'll want to do is get all of the debris out of the gutter. This will keep the rainwater flowing freely.
Is there anything else to check?
Absolutely. Once those gutters are clear, you want to make sure the rest of the water drainage from your roof is good to go. So check the downspouts and make sure those are clean and free of debris. Then to make sure you got everything out, run some water through the gutter and downspout to check that it runs freely. Also, if you find along the way that a gutter or downspout was damaged during the winter, Menards has vinyl and steel gutters and downspouts that will suit all of your needs.
Thanks, Landon. You can find all of the products you need to get your house repaired and ready to go for the summer at Menards. And as always, if you have any questions, talk to a friendly team member.
Save big money at Menards.
Connecting with your family and friends is what La Cantina is all about. It's where you go anytime to gather around the table, crunching, talking, sipping, and laughing. If you're celebrating something big, reserve their party room. Or add some sizzle to your own event with their delicious catering. Right now at La Cantina, all police, fire, first responders, and military get a special 15% discount. Connect with your favorite people at La Cantina, in the Fountains on Edgewood Road, in downtown Cedar Rapids, and in Marion.
This is the sound of every home run Minnesota Twin Brian Dozier hit in 2017. It's a sound you'll hear even more in 2018. And as a season ticket holder, you'll get a lot more than that. From choosing your own games to savings on tickets, concessions, and merch, and even access to pregame field passes, you'll get the most out of the season. That is the ultimate fan experience. This is How We Baseball. Get your season tickets today at twinsbaseball.com.
Congratulations going out to Dick from Cedar Rapids. He is the winner of the tickets to go to the Drake Relays coming up next week. Enjoy that. Next Friday night session, we'll have another pair of tickets to give away on the Friday edition of the program when we talk things over with Tom Kakert coming up tomorrow. Poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway.
Yep, KGYMRadio.com is where to access it. Would you like to see Kurt Warner land the Monday Night Football gig? Yes or no? And that would be alongside Mike Tirico, Warner, the former Regis and UNI product, being mentioned along with Rex Ryan, Matt Hasselbeck, Booger McFarland,
Booger,
and recently retired lineman Joe Thomas to fill that role.
Yeah. Go ahead and vote at KGYMRadio.com. Zach, update quickly.
Yes, 2-over through his first 9 holes at the Valero Texas Open. Needs to make a move.
All right. Stay tuned. Tom Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way next. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 3 as we preview the Iowa Spring Scrimmage. Talk to you then, everybody.
At Sherwin-Williams, spring is our favorite time of year. In fact, we even have a color for it. SW Springtime. All around us, color is blooming, windows are opening, and it's the perfect time for painting. So we're kicking off painting season with a 4-day super sale. Ask Sherwin-Williams and get 40% off paints and stains. Now through April 23rd, your new color is just...